USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Curfew lifted in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio removing it after last night's protests against police brutality went smoothly again. He tweeted the announcement this morning, noting also that tomorrow begins the city's reopening from the pandemic. In the nation's capital, protests also stayed peaceful in what some say was the largest turnout since the marches in that city began after the death of George Floyd. And in Los Angeles, with a curfew lifted, some protesters kept the mood light. TV reports show people handing out snacks and goodies to one another as people on balconies clapped pots and pans in solidarity. North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson speaking yesterday at George Floyd's North Carolina Memorial Service.
We got to have Republicans, we got to have Democrats, we got to have black, white, Hispanic. We have to come together to solve this.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Tropical storm Cristobal is blowing towards the Louisiana coast with maximum sustained winds right now of about 50 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says tropical storm force winds of at least 40 miles an hour are likely when Cristobal makes landfall in eastern Louisiana and southern Mississippi in just a few hours. Tropical waterspouts, tornadoes also likely from Louisiana to Florida, and excessive rainfall will bring flooding from southeast Louisiana to southern Mississippi. More than 150 years since the end of the Civil War, the U.S. Marine Corps is now formally banning the use of the Confederate battle flag. It tweeted late Friday that too often the flag has been co-opted by violent extremist and racist organizations. It says those divisive beliefs have no place in the Corps. All depictions of the flag on items such as bumper stickers, clothing, and coffee mugs are also banned. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More than 150 years after the end of the Civil War, the U.S. Marine Corps is now banning the use of the Confederate battle flag, tweeting Friday that too often that flag's been co-opted by violent extremist and racist organizations. It says those divisive beliefs have no place in the Corps. All depictions of the flag on items from bumper stickers to clothing and coffee mugs are also banned. One of the gymnasts on the gold medal-winning 1978 World Championship Team USA has died. Kurt Thomas was 64. He suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago. Thomas was a three-time American Cup gold medalist, said to be a member of the 1980 team that never got to compete because of a political boycott. By the time the 1984 Olympiad in Los Angeles rolled around, Thomas was an analyst for ABC. He did try a comeback in 1992 at the age of 36, but failed to qualify for the squad. Michigan's Supreme Court ruling in favor of a barber who defied the governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus non-essential business shutdown orders. In a unanimous decision late Friday, the state's high court ruled in favor of the Owosso barber, Carl Menke. The Great Lakes News reporting the decision casts aside the governor's attempts to fine Menke and take away his business license. Menke had told reporters earlier that he would keep working until they cut off his hands. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.